As we all know, there are so many of these Olympic songs, official or otherwise. We've pretty much covered most of them on Radio 1. We've played a lot of them, like the Muse one, for example, I played earlier. Dizzy Rascal said today that he's going to do one as well. It's loads of these things. But there's one in particular that I think we've really dropped the ball on. And I don't know who to blame. I'm not sure. I blame researcher Ian, I think. Or mainly the music team, the music police upstairs, perhaps. They have a little meeting every week. Today, their little meeting was in the park. I was getting a little bit cosy up there. They're dropping the ball, they're missing hits, and this is the problem. There's one song which we should have playlisted for the Olympics. It is perfect. And it's by a band called Stadia, which is very clever, instantly, because that is the plural of stadium, already Olympics related. It's two boys and two girls, and they've got a song called Refuse to Lose. And as mottos go, that's a pretty good one. That's pretty good for the Olympics. So it's Refuse to Lose by Stadia. There's a video of this, which has been going into schools in the Sussex area. They can go and learn the dance, they learn the song, and it like gets everyone in the mood for the Olympics. Now, it's had radio coverage, but not by us, by Radio 1. We're Skrillex this, or Jessie J that, Hackney this, Ibiza here, Mallorca rocks, yada, yada, yada. No, we've missed this. This is Stadia, and we've completely dropped it.
To Worthing, Shoreham, and Littlehampton.
School children in West Sussex are to perform a special song to celebrate the Olympics at lunchtime. Refuse to Lose is the brainchild of Arundel-based composer Robin Mayhew. He says the song is designed to inspire a generation of young and older school children to think about their future.
It's a song with a melody. It's catchy, it's infectious, so people can remember it. And that's the way I've tried to approach it, so that the song will stay in their minds.
Promise you it will. I'll play it to you shortly. There's a video on, just search for it on YouTube, Stadia, and the track is called Refuse to Lose. And when I play it to you, you'll go, yeah, we should have been playing this. This should be on all the time. Forget about your Foo Fighters, forget about your Pitbull. This is the song we should have been championing for the Olympics. And I'll play it to you after Drake. Hannah's just texted in saying, I bet Drake smells amazing. I suppose, I don't know, it might be. I thought that it makes him sound a bit dirty, that song. Like he needs a shower. It's called Crew Love, and it's on Radio 1. It's 20 past five, and it's Greg James. We have this song to play for you. I'm going to play it for you right now. First time ever on Radio 1. The band are Stadia. The track is called Refuse to Lose. It's a track that has... It's been missed by all the big tastemakers. Rob the Bank, missed it. Hugh Stevens, missed it. Grimmy, missed it. Zayn, missed it. Mac, missed it. Everybody, Mr. Jam missed it. Me, found it. And I'm going to play it for you right now. There's not many mixed boy and girl groups around anymore. Same difference, never really were around. S Club 7 are very round, if you know what I mean. When their last performance, they're bloated. And Steps, well, they're... Yeah. So, there's a gap in the market. Stadia, I think, could go far. Take this in, watch the video on our Facebook page if you want to. Just go to, just search for BBC Radio 1 on Facebook, you'll find it on there. They are Stadia, and this will be in your head forever. Get on board and enjoy Refuse to Lose.
Just fix your eyes on the road ahead and simply make a start.
Olympics, come on! If you've had some tough exams, if you're up against it with a driving exam, something like that, just remember, just refuse to lose. Positive message. I mean, that Muse one's good, but it's pretty pompous and I'm gonna win. This, very clear. Refuse to lose, always.
The Chris Moyle Show on BBC One.